Hello, this is Graham Johnson. In the music business, artists and groups come and go. There are some bands that do endure. In the US, we have Spyro Gyra, Fourflay and the Rippingtons. In the UK, we have Shack Attack. This band has been on the scene bringing out great hits for 31 years. Today, I'm speaking with the voice of Shack Attack, Jill Saywood. Jill, welcome to the program and thanks for joining me here today.
Yeah, hi Graham. It's great to be on the programme and just want to say a big hello to all the fans out in Australia and of course all the fans worldwide.
Jill, let's go back a bit. You're born in Tooting, London in 1953 and about the age of 16 you decided you wanted a career in music. Tell us about your early times in the business, especially your time with the group Fusion Orchestra.
Yeah, I started with a band called Fusion Orchestra way back when. I think I was about 15. So I was underage when I actually joined the band. They were advertising for a chap, and the advert read, wanted male vocalists with balls. So I thought, hey, hold on a minute. You know, I may not be male, but I've certainly got the necessary. So I went along to the audition, and I mean, they were quite shocked to see such a young girl turning up. And I think the fact that I was 15, 16 swayed it, because I was pretty cute at the time, and I got the job. You know, I was quite pleased I got the job. And Fusion Orchestra took on a whole different slant because there weren't many girls, especially pretty little girls, that were, you know, feminine-looking women that were doing the rock band thing. Most of the girls were in sort of jean-clad, heavy metal-looking women that were fronting progressive rock bands. So at the time, it was pretty unique. We were doing the whole gigging scene for year in, year out. So we were such a hard-working band. And then, of course, the inevitable came up. We were approached by EMI to do an album, which just was amazing. And they took us to the studio. We were given studio time to write and create. And they eventually offered us a great deal, along with a couple of other bands. The other bands were Cockney Rebel and Queen. So it was a big deal to be signed at the same time. They left us to our own devices, and I don't think we made the best album possible, but it was we were proud of it nonetheless. And it took us to another level because we were actually on vinyl, and we were out there selling, not a great deal, but it did take the band to another level. But because of the lack of sales, it didn't really take off big time. The band decided, after a while, we've had enough. We've taken it so far, and there was no record company interest anymore, so we split. Fusion Orchestra left behind a bit of a legacy, really, because to this day I'll be doing gigs South Africa, Australia, wherever we've been. There'll be somebody come up and say, hey, I remember seeing you way back in the 70s when you were with Fusion Orchestra. You changed my life seeing you on stage.
Jill, I believe the band was not allowed to play in some towns. Tell us about that, will you?
And I remember the stage act. It was awesome. It was amazing. Well, I mean, the thing was, for the time, it was pretty risque. Now you wouldn't bat an eyelid at what I did, but it was quite a seductive act. And as I say, I was quite, you know, glammed up, and I was very rude on stage. No ruder than somebody like Madonna, but of course times were different then. And the stage act was renowned as being quite seductive. So a couple of towns we were going to play in banned us because they'd heard that the act was, well, they accused me of being pornographic, but it wasn't. It was just a hint of sexuality, but it got us banned in several places. One particularly, one I remember quite well, was a place in Swindon Town Hall. They banned us for a year because they heard the act was, in their opinion, obscene. And of course, eventually they did give in and agree to book us a year later. And this is the truth, we did the gig, and I was wearing a rather precarious little top with a button that had passed its sell-by date. It had gone rotten in the buttonhole. And I swear to you to this day, it wasn't planned, but the button fell off and my top fell down and completed the image.
Well, that would have been a sight.